Alright, we'll start with the Mishnah and iron out some of that. So, Amrugo, Nishtov get the Ishtecho. So they say to someone, it's a chacham, they say to Muslim, well, write a get for your wife. Amalem, Tovo, go ahead, write it. Amrugo, Sofer, Bekadov. Then they go ahead and tell Sofer to write it. Ula Eidim, Bekhatmo, right? Bekhatmo, and then they tell Eidim to go and sign on it. Hapapishi Kadvu, Vikhatmo. Even though it was written, signed, v'natnu lo, and then they gave it back to him. V'chaz v'natnu lo, and then they gave it to her. He gave it to her, but not to no lie, and he gave it to her. Hey, get the hell. It's not a good get. Ad shumar the sofer tov, l'edim chatom, till he directs the sofer to do the writing, and the edim to do the signing. So, of course, what's the failure over here? The failure, it seems to be the failure, is that they didn't write it themselves, right? I mean, they tell them, we're going to go write it for you. And he says, go ahead. And then they go tell someone else to do the writing on their behalf. So now, we're going to get to the machlokes. The Gemara is going to go through this time with the law Amar Tznu. The reason here is that they didn't say Tznu. Amar Tznu, no Tznu. I mean, had he said, instead of using the words, right, Tovu, right, had they used the word Tznu, that would have been sufficient. Why? Because if you say tznu without kidvu, because since he said to kidvu specifically, write it, then he's makbid that they shouldn't tell someone else and write it because of boshes, right? There, he's embarrassed. Rashi here says embarrassed that what he doesn't know how to write it. It's another place of possibilities, but he doesn't want other people to know about it. Whatever the boshes is, so mani. So the thing we show what your brother is machlokas. We just saw that is Rabbi Meir here. Damar milei mimserim l'shliach. That, according to Rabbi Meir, says you're able to pass on instructions. So had he used the term tznu, they would have been able to give it over to someone else or be instructed themselves. Amos say, but what do you do the second half of the Mishnah? That's only valid. Hachiu marvus sofer tov, l'edim chatomo. Until he, the Baal himself, instructs directly to the sofer, instructs directly to the edim, it's not good. That is, atan the Rabbi Yossi, damar milei lo mimser l'shliach. That goes like Rabbi Yossi, the other side of that machlokas, that says you can't pass on instructions. Meaning that the Baal has to give the direct instruction to the sofer and the edim, and he can't do it through a third party, he can't do it through an agent. So now, Reisha Rabbi Meir, the Sefer Rabbi Yossi. The mission looks like it's got two halves of it. It sounds like the Reisha is going like Rabbi Meir says you could. The failure in the Reisha is that he said tovu, and that's new. And the failure in the Sefer is that he didn't direct them specifically, and not that he used agency at all. So where does it? Yep, Reisha Rabbi Meir, the Sefer Rabbi Yossi. This mission is two tanaim. First half is Rabbi Meir, and the Sefer is Rabbi Yossi. So now the rest of the Gemara is going to try to undo this. Reisha Rabbi Meir and Sefer Rabbi Yossi. So we have a bayah first. The bayah mar kula Rabbi Meir. The whole mission is Rabbi Meir. The alpha of my eskina, and what do we do in our case over here? The lo amar tznu. Right? That he didn't say tznu. So that should mean he didn't say tznu. So Mar says, well, e-hockey. I mean that if he didn't say tznu, and that's the failure here in the Mishnah, then e-hockey, achi mar tznu mi boile. The second half of the Mishnah, since it said until he directs the sofer, or until he directs the edim, should say until he says tznu. If the failure is the lack of the instruction tznu, which according to Rabbi Meir is sufficient to allow instructions to be passed on by an agent, then just say that. That's the failure and say, achi mar tznu. El hop on my skin and earth. We'll try another thing. Zomar the blade plato. They didn't say it to three people. Remember we saw in the Mishnah earlier, right, in the previous paragraph, that the difference between two and three. When he speaks to two people, we say they are edim, right, and he's instructing them specifically. Whereas when he speaks to three, he's making them into a beis din, and the beis din is allowed to pass, right, making basically pass those instructions on. So Gemara says, well, if the failure is that he said it to two, and he didn't say it to three, you have to get your Mar's solution to be violated. Again, the Mishnah should say, when will it work? When he says it or he instructs three people. Not when he instructs the sofer directly or the edim directly. The fact that there is an easier or a less of a chiddush case where he can give it and they work according to Rabbi Meir, the lack of that shows you that it's not Rabbi Meir. It must be Rabbi Yossi.
Well, technically you can say that because the sofer really is saying to three people. One is the sofer and two the witnesses.
Right, but then he wouldn't have to say Achumava so fair if he's saying to the sofer. Irrelevant. Right, you don't need the sofer there at all. Ella, kula Rabbi Yossi. So now we'll go the other way. Let's say that the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. Rachamai Eskin. So what are you going to do with the ratio, which seems to indicate the failures that he said Tobu and not Snu? The Lomar Amro. What it's coming to teach us is that we don't say Amro. So the Gemara says, we had this machlokas earlier within the words of Rabbi Yossi. If Rabbi Yossi, who says you can't give instructions, meaning that if he doesn't, we don't assume, according to Rabbi Yossi, that you can mile minsiru. What happens if he specifically says you can give over the instructions, right? If he specifically says instruct someone else, does that work according to Rabbi Yossi or not? We saw earlier that that does not work according to Rabbi Yossi, and we saw that, right, possibly Shmuel was chulik on that, and that he didn't pass on that Rabbi Yossi, and that Rabbi Yossi himself says it doesn't work. So, no, our mission is the case. Lo amar amro. So, you hope he actually more amro mi boile. Again, if the failure in the first part is that he didn't instruct them, right, specifically to give over instructions, then when will it work? If that's the failure, then it will work when he does give them specific instructions. The fact that doesn't say that doesn't work. Va'od. And number two is, Mimo de Rabbi Yossi, Bel Mahamro. You're making an underlying assumption that if, according to Rabbi Yossi, if he gave specific instructions to the agent to give instructions to others, it would work. You're making an underlying assumption that Rabbi Yossi agrees that that would work. Perhaps not. This is what we said earlier, that it does not work. Cut up sofer ve'eid, tab sofer ve'eid, kosher. The Mishnah is going to come up further on. That what? If it's the handwriting of the sofer and one aid, it's kosher. Ba'amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Kotam sofer, so you know in that case we're talking about not that it's literally the handwriting of the sofer that we're relying on, but rather the sofer sign and one other aid. And we say it's not valid. Rabbi Chista Masnisim. Why is it valid? Because Mani Rabbi Yossi he. Who's the author of that Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yossi. Domer Mile Lo Minser and Lishliach. Right? Because you can't give over instructions to an agent, even if the, right, the appointee, even if the Baal who wants to give the agency specifically gives over the instructions to the agent to give to others, it won't work. Why? This is the same command that we had before. If you think the Rabbi Yossi agrees where you specifically say that the agent should give instructions as it works, nothing may make horrible. You end up with a disastrous scenario. What's that? Maybe he'll tell two people, Amru is so fair, the Yechtov, right? You guys should tell the sofer and he'll write it. And you'll tell it so-and-so and they will sign it. Mishum kisufa the sofer, because of the embarrassment of the sofer, chayshi umechat melei. They'll allow him to be one of the signatories. Ubao lo amar hochi. And the Baal never said that, and it'll be an invalid get. Hello? It must be that Rabbi Yossi holds that you cannot give over instructions to an agent. According to Rabbi Yossi, if you can never give instructions to an agent to pass on to others, then you never have to worry about this scenario. And therefore, in that case, with the sofer signs on it, we know it must be that the sofer was directed to sign on it because it never went through an agent. It only came directly from the Baal. So where it says, Ela, Mechvarta Reisha, Rabbi Meir, Sefer Rabbi Yossi. We're back to square one. His mission must be the Reisha is Rabbi Meir, and the Sefer is Rabbi Yossi. So now Rabbi Ashi is going to make another attempt at reconciling the mission to a single Tana. So Rabbi Ashi Amar, Kulo Rabbi Yossi. The whole thing is Rabbi Yossi. So again, why? Velomi Boyika Amar. What are you going to do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah does not read well according to Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yossi, right, the failure in the first case has nothing to do with Ktovu, meaning that if you said Tznu, it wouldn't work either according to Rabbi Yossi. So that's what Rabbi Ashi says. That's Lomi Baikamar. Lomi Baikha Dilamar Tznu, right? I don't need to know, even in a case where he didn't say Tznu, Apilo Amar Tznu, Lo. But even if he said Tznu, it doesn't work. Not only does it not work when he didn't say it to three, even he says it to three, it doesn't work. Even if it doesn't work, not only in a case where he didn't give the instructions to the agent to pass on, even if he gave over directed instructions to an agent to give over to others, it doesn't work. Right? So Ravashi basically does by solving this mission, I'm saying, it's a stylistic way that the Tana writes, but what it's teaching us that the first case you won't take literally. Our whole deal from the ratio was that the fact that it says Ktovu and not Tznu, that tells me that Tznu would work. So if Tznu would work, that's Rabbi Meir. So he says no. Rabbi says no. Truthfully, Tznu won't work either. But the Mishnah is going in order of not only does if you said Ktoba it wouldn't work, even Tznu wouldn't work, and that's why you need the Sefer to tell you what the only way it does work is when you give directed instructions to the Sofer and to the agent that the Baal himself gives those instructions. In all these other cases, all the other scenarios that we tried to set up, meaning that not only when it's two, but even if you instruct the three, Rabbi Grossi believes even in the face of a Beis Din, doesn't work, right? Because you can't give Mipilelo Mitzray. And not only does it not work, right, when he did not give the agent specific instructions to give to others, but even if he directs the agent to give instructions to others, it doesn't work, as we just said above, Rabbi Grossi doesn't hold it. So that's the mission, the style of the mission of Lomi Bai Kemar. The Gemara says, Tani Kamasin Rav Ashi. There's a price that looks like Rav Ashi, Ktav Sofer Lishma, the Chatmoid in Lishma. Cuts off the sofer wrote it lishma and they even signed it lishma. Apo pishi katvu v'chatmu. Even if they wrote it and signed it, right? V'nat nulo and then they hand it to him. V'nat nulo and then he not to know law and he gave it to her. Or I get batel. That the bed is batel. Anshi yishmu kolo. So the Baal himself is the one who instructs shumado sofer ktov. Says the sofer right. Leid im chatomo. Right. So then that the edim should sign. So Yishmeu, what does it mean Yishmeu, that they must hear it? This comes to exclude the opinion that says Rabbi Yossi agrees in an instance where the agent was given instructions to give instructions to others. That doesn't work, and that's why it says Yishmeu, the sofer and the agent must hear it directly from the Baal. Right, and then Imro. Right, Omer Amro, Kolo, what does it mean Kolo? They have to hear his voice. And what does it mean that they must hear his voice? Before we said they must hear him, and what does it mean his voice? The Fuka Midor Kana Amarav. That's from yesterday that Cheresh Yechol Adaber, Mitoch HaKtav, quotes from him, notes him, Miket Lishto. He doesn't have to specifically, right, speak it, but he can do it through the Ktav. So it's a Fuke, someone who does it through writing, he must speak. He must have speech, Kolo. His voice must be heard. So not only, so those two things. So based on that price, we see that Rabbi Yossi does not agree in the case of Omer Amro, that he doesn't agree when you give instructions to an agent to pass on to others that it works. He says no. And that supports this Rav Ashi, that what our Mishnah can be read as Lo Right now, next Mishnah. Next Mishnah deals with the Lashon of Mehayom, basically. When you need a get to be effected before Misa, before the Baal dies. Once the Baal dies, the get cannot be effective anymore because Ein Get La'akar Misa. So now, the Gemara is going to go through Lashonot, different Lashonot, and which Lashonot are mean now, and what Lashonot mean later, and the document, and then when do they work? That's it. Zekitek imeti, zekitek mikolize. This is your get if I die. This is your get if mikolize, implying that if I die from this is sickness. Zekitek lakar mita. This is your get after mita. Lo markum. All these are failing in giving the get. Why? Because they all imply that the get can become effective after he dies. And that can't happen. If the get cannot be effective after he dies. If he says, mehayom imeti, me'akshav imeti, if he says, from today, it'll be effective if I die, me'akshav, instantly imeti, hareze a get. That is a good get, that is a valid get. So it's interesting, what's the difference between mehayom and me'akshav? Is there a difference between akshav meaning instantly and mehayom from today? So the Rabbeinu Tam has a suffix, an interesting suffix. The Rabbeinu Tam says, what happens if he dies on that day? Is Nayom Ula Akramita or Nayom Imeti, and he died that day itself. Is that effective or not? Because he said Mehayom from today, and he died today, so it was maybe Akramisa. The Rabbi Chanan says, no, Mehayom implies Me'akshav also, because if a person's not afraid of dying, why would he give a gift? The whole purpose of giving a gift is why? To protect her from evil. The fact is, he must be thinking he might die, and the fact that he's thinking he might die means he might die today, even. If he thinks that, then Mehayom Imeti is equivalent or equal to saying Me'akshav. It's just interesting that maybe if I intervene in time, there might be an argument between Me'ayom and Me'akshav. The Me'ayom is basically from today, after today, and onward, meaning that today he has to survive today. Me'akshav means instantly, from this moment forward. Alright. How is it get? Those are good guillotine because they are basically effective from that moment. Me'ayom uli akar mita. So this lesson of Me'ayom and after death, get ve'no get. There we have a safek, because we don't know if he meant Me'ayom meaning Hameyayom, it's effective today. Ula Akramita means if I die. Or does Mayom Ula Akramita mean that he reversed his position? He really said Mayom, he started out saying come today. Ula Akramita was a reversal of his first position, so we don't know. Get, may not get, therefore it is a Sesapeg get. Vimmeit, and if he dies, Choletziv Ula Mityabemet. Mityabemet, she can't do Yibum because maybe she was divorced already. She can't go out and marry without Chalitza because maybe the get was not a valid get. He said, today, if I'm today, this is your get. If I die from this holy, and then he got up, took a walk around the shopping mall, around the shuk, and then he got sick again, and dies. Did he die from the first sickness? Or is it a get? Then it's an effective get. Bim lav, ain't no get. And if not, it's not a valid get. So we'll discuss at the end of today's daf, but that's a little bit what it means, the amad. It means that he stands up. What qualifies, what distinguishes between the first sickness and the second sickness?
In the case where he says when he dies,
the mafreya is effective for Mayom.
Right, so then the other case is the conversation, she's resilient, and then he dies retroactively.
She was protected, yeah.
She's not,
right, although you don't rely, you don't necessarily rely on that. Right, he's not doing it specifically, he doesn't know she's going to be resilient. When we say Makata al-Bakakoto and all those things, where he knows already that she's been resilient,
so
he's doing it to protect her. Here, he's doing it, we're not assuming she's going to do something wrong. Right, this guy's on his deathbed. We think he's going to die pretty soon anyway. It's not like this is going to be a long, drawn-out process here. All right, Alma, Imeiti. Right, from the first half of the mission, it sounds like Imeiti is Kalach Amita. Because we said, if he says, Harizeget, Imeiti, sounds like that if I die, meaning after death, that it will be a good bet. The Hadar Tani, and then the second half of the mission says, Hayom, Mihayom, Imeiti. And that sounds, Miachshav. Right? Imeiti. From now, if I die, meaning that doesn't mean after death, but if I die. So what is the meaning of the word imeti? Does imeti mean after death, or does it mean imeti, if I die, meaning a condition? So I'm imeti laka akamita dami. It's not like it's after death. So I'm rabbiye, imeti shtelishonot mashma. Imeti can mean both. Imeti can mean after I die, or imeti can be prior to my death, or because I die, it'll be effective. Mashma kimachshav, mashma now, umashma glakamita. So now, how do we know which one is which? Amalame hayom, if you define it, if you have to have another defining term that tells you how to read it. If you say mehayom from today, that means kimadamar lame achshav, tell me. So cool, then it makes it as if I said from now, from today, because I modified it with the word mehayom. Lo amar la mehayom, if I don't modify with the word mehayom, then commander mela akamita, dummy. Then that imeti means after I die, basically. So the imeti has two possible interpretations, and those interpretations will be affected by what other word you use to modify imeti. If you use it alone, it means la akamita. If you use it with mehayom or meachshav, then it means imeti, means if I die, or, you know, meaning prior to my death, it's going to be effective. Alright. Ziki tek imeti lo amar klum. He said, this is your get. If I die, right, lo markum, that's the first case in the Mishnah, that is not good. Amar Rav Huna, vicholetzit. Even though it's not good, you have to do chalitza. Amar says, halo markum tkai. The Mishnah says, specifically, it's as if he did nothing. If he did nothing, why do you need chalitza? Why can't you do yibum? So lo markum da'asir li'alma. Lo markum means that she's also li'alma. Uli yabam nami asir, but she's also to the yabam. Bahamid is safe. Our mission explicitly in the safe it says called that set. In a case where we have a suffix, she's called that set. Sounds like the first case when he says inomerkum. Sounds like she could do yibum or chalitza. The fact that the mission doesn't say it is clear that it means either or. So what's Rav Huna saying over here? Nisan kirabona. Our mission goes according to the rabbanon. Rav Huna, the Amar Rav Yosi. Rav Huna is going like the position of Rav Yosi. The Amar Zmano Shostar Mokhiach Alav. That when you have a date in a shtar, that's Mokhiach that the shtar is effective or the get is effective from the dating in the shtar. So because of that, if he says what Zegite Femeti, right, then What does that mean? Zekitechem meiti. So that means, according to the Rabbanan, that's lachar misa. Nothing to talk about. It's an invalid get. There's nothing to talk about. You shouldn't do even more chalitza. According to Rabbi Yossi, why did you put a date in that get? If you wanted this get to only to be effective after you die, why did you put today's date in the get? The type that you put today's date in the get is if you said mehayom. If you said mehayom, we saw in the second half of the mission, that is a valid get. That's what Rabbi Huna was saying. Choletzet is according to Rabbi Yossi, who says it's an effective get. So I ask the question. He, Rabbi Yossi, probably it's an Arlozi bite. According to Rabbi Yossi, there's no suffix here. I mean, when you say choletzet, that sounds like there's a suffix in the position of Rabbi Yossi. That's not the case. According to Rabbanan, you have an invalid get. If you have an invalid get, then you do evil or chalitza. According to Rabbi Yossi, you have a valid get here. Because you said mehayom, well, akramisa. Because the date effectively means mehayom. And you say mehayom, imeiti, if I die, then what? You should need nothing. It's a valid get. So why does she need chalitza at all? The chitim, so what are you going to say? Speak with Rav Huna, you'll look at Rav Yossi. Oh, I know what Rav Yossi is. That's maybe Rav Huna's suffix. Is the halacha like Rav Yossi or not? But since we're closer to the Shita's Rav Yossi, we say, do chalitza or not yibam. We speculate, is it really true that Rav Huna has such a doubt? Baha Rabba bar Rabua Chalosh, Rav Huna got sick, Ola Gabe Rav Huna, Rav Nachman. Again, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman visited. I'm going to say Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, by me name. Rav Huna says to Rav Nachman, ask Rabba bar Rabua, Allah for Rav Yossi and Allah. Is the halacha like Rav Yossi or not? I'm like, time that Rav Yossi is like that, or Nachman says back to Rav Huna. I don't even know why Rav Yossi has such a position. Halacha, you might mean it. I'm going to ask him whether halacha is like Rav Yossi or not. So I'm going to ask Rav Huna says back to him, at by mine halacha. You ask him what the halacha is like. The time of Rav Yossi, I don't mean halacha. And I'll explain to you Rav Yossi's position. I'll explain to you what it means. So by mine, so they ask Rav Rabua, my halacha, my Rav, halacha ki Rav Yossi. The halacha is like Rav Yossi. The buzz of the notebook, after they went out, Amalei, so then after Rav Nachman found out from Rav Rabua, the halacha is like Rav Yossi, they went outside and then Rav Huna explained to Rav Nachman why. What is Rav Yossi's position? Amalei, I know time to Rav Yossi. This is the service of Rav Yossi. The service is Manosh Shar Mokhiach Alav. The dating in the Shar is evidence that he means to give it from today. Because why would you date the Shar today if you want the Gilkan only to be affected in Akamisa? And so that's the position of Rav Yossi. So now, again, why does Rav Huna require Chalitza at all? So that would speak away. Maybe the suffix Rav Huna is like this. What does that mean there's a suffix? The suffix is, Rav Yossi Be'al Peh, Ilo Amar. Question is, when he does it orally or not. Right, what does that mean? If it gets written appropriately, and then when he gives it over to you, he says, Zeki Teh, Imeti, if I die. Right? So therefore, it's not like a shtar. Why? And by a shtar, right, you write the tnai and the date in the document itself. The dating and the tnai are in there. And then you say what? That this man's mochiach alav, because we see them in the same document. But maybe when he orally, when he's giving over the getter, says imeti, he's actually reversing that which he put into the shtar. And the dating in the shtar has been reversed now by his oral statement, since it's not included in the same document. And if it's included in the same document, you can argue this man mochiach alav. This man says that this is mehayom, because we know he wrote in the same document, so it must be that way. But if he writes in the document only this man, and then afterwards when he's handing it, he says he made it, maybe he's reversing his original intent to give it mehayom. So that's what he says. Maybe that's the suffix of Rav Huna. I Rav Yosef al peh, I lo amar.
When you read it, you have to have the current date on it.
Right. But then maybe he's reversing his position of current date.
We don't look at Phila do it.
But get without a date in the discussion, we're going to get to those missionaries. We haven't got there yet.
It's
not a preferable way to go. But if you don't have a date to get, then the children are not Mamzabrim. There's a lot of, we don't want to do it with Phila, but the evidence is a good get. Right, so now, how many words here? You won't. Is that really a suffix? Perhaps not. We have a Mishnah. How is it taken? Says this is your get if I don't come in the next 12 months. And then he dies, right, within the 12 months. in a get. It's not a get. Why? Because he died before the get would go effective. B'tanei Allah, or b'tanei hitiru alein yasei. The Rabbanon said you could get married with such a get. Raminan, man rabbeteinu. Right, who are the rabbeteinu? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmo, Beitina, the Sharon Mishpa. The Beizin, it was Matir, Shemin Shal Goyim, which is Rabbi Yehuda and Nasi. Right? What? Rabbi Yehuda and Nasiya, right. Nasiya was later Rabbi Yehuda, right? The Sari Lucky Rabbi Yossi, and they hold like Rabbi Yossi, Damas Manu Shastar Mokhiyakalab. This Manu Shastar Mokhiyakalab. Hello? So what? So what do you see from this? You see, what's the case here? The case he has get with the date in it. And when he's giving her the get, he orally says to her, what? Imlobati, we kind of need base kodesh. And yet we still say, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's a valid get. It's me'ayom. It's equivalent to saying me'ayom. So we see that even in the case where you orally make the t'nai, it does not override or undermine the dating in the shtar. That can't be the suffix of Rabbi Yehuda. Ella, mistake, lay, yalacha, Rabbi Yossi, be out there. Oh, ain't alacha. All right, we see that Rabbi Yossi does all of this. But is alacha like Rabbi Yossi when you have an oral? It's not. Right, or not. So my says, let me mistake, lay. Nama, Rabba. Rabba says, how is it to take in meiti? This is your get if I die. Visha animes. How is a get? Or is it animes? It's a get. Uvisha amuz. He says it'll be a get when I die. Ula akramis, or after death, he's a get. So hey, dummy, what's the pesach halacha that Rav is giving here? Elim et amar lam mehayom. If he specifically said mehayom virabonon, and this pesach halacha going to Rav is according to the rabbonon, shvicha lemeimar. You need this? That's not right. That's our mishnah. This is explicit our mishnah. Mehayom emeit here is a get. Right. So what do I need Rav to come along and tell me what our mishnah says? The Ella Lav Dovo Amar Lav Mayom. Case of Rabbi Shmuel has, where he doesn't say Mayom, and who's he passing like? The Rabbi Yossi, and he's passing like Rabbi Yossi. Shma Min Alok Ki Rabbi Yossi. So it's clear that the Alok is like Rabbi Yossi, even when the T'nai is oral. So that can't be the subject of Rabbuna. So Gemara says, no, the Rabbi Pshita way. That according to Rabbi, it's postulates that the Alok is like Rabbi Yossi, even when it's done Be'al Peh. Even when the T'nai is done orally, the Alok is like Rabbi Yossi, and it's Mano Mochiachala. The Rabbuna, mistakenly. Rabbuna is a suffix. Now going back to our Mishnah, right? The Mishnah is according to the Rabbanan. The Mishnah is according to the Rabbanan, who say what? Unless you specifically say Me'ayom Me'akshav, it's an invalid get. Rabbuna comes along and says, in that case, Rabbi Yossi says, no, it is a, but you have to do chalitza and not hebum. So now wait, Rabbi Yossi, we know, says that the final shall start Mochiachalav, and the dating is equivalent of having said, have Me'ayom or Me'akshav. If that's the case, then it's a valid get. If it's a valid get, why do you need chalitza at all? You should need nothing. So that's why we come along and say, no, Rabbuna has a suffix. What's the suffix? When Rabbi Yossi says, minus or star Mochiachalav, and then you have an oral condition, which is innately, that oral condition, Rabbuna has a suffix whether the love is like Rabbi Yossi in that instance or not. So what does he say to do? He says, do chalitza to be choshesh to the shita of the Rabbana. Don't do yibum to be choshesh to the shita of Rabbi Yossi, because maybe it was a valid gift. And that was the sack of Rabbuna. Now the Gemara is going to say, be ibayis emam. The obam, that the case of Rabba is damar la me'ayom, v'rabbonah, and it goes according to Rabbanah. V'hani lishnei tzrikolei, it's coming to teach us these different lishonos. Rabba's coming to teach us that only sh'ani meis, ki meiti dami, that when you say ani meis, it's the equivalent of saying ki meiti, if I die, and v'sh'amot, it's the equivalent of saying v'akramita dami. So it's the saying v'akramita, so that's it. So no, truthfully it's according to Rabbanah, we have no proof from here. From this, the way the Paschal Halacha, and that's the subject of Rabbuna. Even Rabba agrees there's a subject by Yitzhak of Rabbi Yosef, we don't have any proof from that. It's going to Rabbuna to possibly say that they are explaining the Mishnah. No, that was just, all Rabba's going to do is tell us different Lashonot that are like our Mishnah. Now, the Greg gives a totally alternative reading in Rabbuna. The whole position of Rabbuna is on the Seifa. Zekite la'akar mita. One who says this is your gift after mita. Lo amar kum. Right, then he didn't say anything. Amar Rabbuna, u'l'divrei Rabbi Yossi, kolekset. According to the lashon of Rabbi Yossi, you are kolekset. Amar says, pshita. Of course that's the case. Made the Seifa, the Rabbanan kolekset, reishonam and Rabbi Yossi kolekset. Because why? What's the only difference between the position of Rabbuna and Rabbi Yossi? There the same position of Rabbanon and Rabbi Yossi is, Rabbanon means you to explicitly say Me'ayom, and Rabbi Yossi says that that's implicit from the date. If you have a date, it's the equivalent of saying Me'ayom. In our Mishnah, when you said Me'ayom or La'akar Misa, what was the psak? If you said Me'ayom La'akar Misa, the Gemara says it's a suffix, yes, and therefore, Cholexic, the Lomi Yitzhi Abed, and that's going according to who? The Chachamim. So of course, if you just said la'akramita, and we assume the date creates the equivalent of mi'ayom, then according to Rabbi Yossi, of course you are collected below mitzvah b'emet, because you create the exact same case of the rabbanan of mi'ayom la'akramita. So Rabbi Yossi doesn't disagree with the position of the chachamim and what the lashon means. He just says, when is it mi'ayom? If you have a date, that's the equivalent of saying mi'ayom. So the rabbanan said in the Mishnah, mi'ayom la'akramita, that's the subject that collects below mitzvah b'emet. So when Rabbi Yossi addresses the word la'akramita, he didn't write mi'ayom, and he had the date in there. It's equivalent to the same mayom akamita. Of course, he has the same sakalocha. So mild detainment. No, Samar says no. I would have a having it. Rabbi Yossi b'hak Rabbi sphere late. He always like Rabbi. Damar kitam al yahavi. That when you say mayom akamita, it's a valid get. The chalitza nami lotzi bayi. You won't even need chalitza. Kamash malon deloke Rabbi. That he doesn't. That he doesn't hold like deloke Rabbi. Lo Rabbi sever like Rabbi Yossi. Below Rabbi Yossi, several like Rabbi. That not, Rabbi doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi. Rabbi goes several like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi, because when he makes this statement, it says, kazeh get. Like, this is a get. And what does that mean, that this is a get? He says, mayom al-acharnisha, that is a valid get. But that, if he left out the word mayom, it would not be a valid get. So that's not like Rabbi Yossi. They moved into Rabbi Yossi, to exclude Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi goes several like Rabbi, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi, the kind of kazeh get. He says, like, this is a valid get, the Muzi to Rabbi, to exclude Rabbi. So Rabbi Mani, the question is going to say, what is the case of Rabbi? The Tanya, Rabbi Bryce, Amayom, Lakramisa, which in our case in our Mishnah is get, Vedo get, Dibre Kamim, that's the position of the Kamim in our Mishnah. Rabbi Omer, because they get, that is a valid get, there's no suffix. This is a, it's not a suffix whether he reverses the position, it is, it's not. So when it says Kazeh get, means that you still have to explicitly say the word Mayom. If you have to say the word explicitly mayayom, that's not like Rabbi Yossi. That means that Rabbi doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Mahi, what's the position of Rabbi Yossi? It's not. We have a Mishnah. Kizbu Tznu Get Lishti. It's the Mishnah we had earlier. But he says, Kizbu Tznu Get Lishti, write and give a get to my wife. Im lo bat mikan vad yudves kodesh. I'm sorry, it's a Mishnah further on. We didn't see this yet. That if I didn't come from now until 12 months, Kizbu Tznu yudves kodesh, they gave it within the 12 months, but not to know. And I gave it afterwards, it'll get. It's not a good get. Rabbi Yossi America is a get. It is a get. Why? Because man of star mochiach aleha. This man of the star is mochiach on his wife, that is equivalent to saying mehayom. And it's mehayom, even if they give the get after you get Kodesh, right? It is a lemachreya, was a valid get. Because he meant for the get to be given mehayom. So what do you see? Kazeh get. Like this is a get. You still need the word mehayom, ula akar, what? He says here, Me'ayom and Akha Yud Bet Chodesh. But if he said Me'ayom and Akha Mita, Rabbi Yossi would agree to the Chachamim that that is a suffix get. So that's not like Rabbi. Rabbi says that that is not a suffix get, that is a valid get. Right, so that's the second possibility of Rabbuna's position when he says Kolel Tzeh Belo Yimitzi Abemet. That's going in the second part of the Mishnah. And so in the part of the Mishnah where the Chachamim say Me'ayom and Akha Mita is a suffix get, Kolel Tzeh Belo Yimitzi Abemet, for Rabbi Yossi, in Rabbi Yossi's position, if he just said La'akha Mita, it's equivalent to saying Me'ayom and Akha Mita, and not the same thing as a Chachamim, that your Kolel Tzeh Belo Yimitzi Abemet. The Gemara says Peshitta. If the Chachamim say that, then of course Rabbi Yossi says that it's Kolel Tzeh Belo Yimitzi Abemet. The Gemara says, no, the Kiddush here is it's not like Rabbi. That Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi, who says that Mayom HaKamisa is a valid get. He still holds like the Chachamim that it is a suffix get. And that's the Kiddush of Ravun over here. Right now, next piece of the Mishnah. Zeh Yitek Me'ayom Yumeiti Micholi Zeh. This is your get, right? If I die from this holy Amar Balach Bashuki Gatza. Amar Abuna Gito Kimatanato. His get is like his gift. If a shechid mirah gets a gift and then gets up from his deathbed, he can reverse the gift. So to a get. He gives a get, a shechid mirah gives a get on his deathbed and he stands up, he can reverse the get. Why? Because it was an implicit nai in the get that when he gave it. This is why I'm reading this like Rashi's Shita. Shita's Rashi, Rabbeinu Hananel, that this get, that there's an implicit nai from the shechid mirah that a get, if you get up, it's not a valid get. Umagito, right? Apagat lo parish. Even though you don't necessarily state, came to Mark Toku, Apagat lo Mark Snoop. If he instructs him to write the get, but he doesn't say give the get, it's still a, we believe that it's write it and give it, right? We saw that in the Mishnah earlier on. Ap matanato, so to a gift, came in Demar Tznu, says give a gift. Apagat lo konomine, even though they make a kinyan on it, it's as if to say, take it and make a kinyan on it on his behalf. So here, this is a parallel structure between Gitin and Matanot. They both have the same din. The important din here for us is what? The Shkimi Rod is an implicit Tanai. Tanai, our Mishnah. The Gitin Meyon, it made to me Cholizev, Almat, and then he got better. All of Mashuk Makalo, who makes? Omdi Mato, Makma Choler, Risho, makes. How is that get? Yuma, they don't get. We see if they would die from the first sickness, then it is a good get. If it's not, then it's not a good get. Diyamart, if you say im amat choser, as soon as he gets up from his choli, his choser, lamale unzinon. What am I checking? Why do I have to check anything? What doesn't matter what sickness he dies from, the fact that he got off his deathbed should be sufficient for him to make a reversal here. That was the implicit tonight here. If I get up from his deathbed, there's no get here. Hari amat, he got up. So it doesn't matter that later on he gets sick again. That's a whole new, right? It's a new parsha in a sense. So I'm going to bring the Rishi, Mishmei the Rabba. Shmitak mecholi lecholi. Amla doesn't literally mean that he got up. It means that what? He moved from one sickness to another. He was sick on his bed for whatever. He was there for some sort of ailment, and then he got pneumonia or something. Something else came along, and he switched. The sickness that was causing the ailment or causing him to die switched, but he never got out of his bed. So what are you going to do with the word amad? It says that he got up. If he got up, it means he stood up, he walked around. I mean, what does it mean? You can't just say he rolled from one sickness to the other. So he says, amad b'choli zeh, menafo l'choli acher. That's what it means. Amad doesn't mean literally that he physically got up. It means that he rolled out of this sickness and rolled into the other sickness. Well, that would be okay if it just used the word amad. But it says amad, he got up, and he walked around in the shuk. Now, how you can explain that? That you can't say it just means that he rolled from one sickness to other because he literally walked in the shuk. So the Mar says, halak al minshanto, that he walked on his nishanet, right? What does that mean? Nishanet means, and nishanet is a walking stick. He leaned on a cane, on a crutches, on some sort of walker. I mean, that couldn't literally get up, right? But he was able to, with the aid of something else, he was able to get up. Ha'akamash malon, and this is what it teaches us. The halak al minshanto, hu de be'inan umdinam. That's the chiddush here. That if he gets up, even with the aid of a walking stick, or if he gets up with the walker, that's sufficient to demand an umdanah, that we need to what? Check to see if he's dying from the original choli or from the new choli. Idak, umdanah lo baina. Right? Idak, in the other instance, what's the other instance? One who never got out of the bed, even if he rolls from one sickness to another, there you need no assessment because we say, what, that it is a valid get. Shmat mi no. So from this you can see, shchiv mirash, nitak mecholi choli, matanato manatana. Right? That a person who rolls from one sickness to another sickness, then if he's a shchiv mirah, we assume that what the good matanah. Why? Because he never amat. He never got out of there. There was never a reversal of his gift. That's correct. Amar Balasa Mishmei Dirab Shkim Mirash Nitek Mecholi Lecholi Matanato Matana. His gift is a good gift. Again, I explained the Gemara according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananya that the parallel between Matana and get is that just like by a Matana, if you give a gift, right, and then you get up from that gift, it is a invalid gift. Here's a reversal of the gift. So too, if you give a get, even though you explicitly make a Tanai, right, when you get up from that sickness, it's as if you reverse the get, as if there was a Tanai to get. The Rabbeinu Tam, because of other Gemara, disagrees with this and says this is the parallel between them. I'll just read you quickly the part of that. So it's all king, you're in the Rabbeinu Tam. Give me a Rashi, nothing get. The Logit, no. You didn't explicitly make a Tanai. The Imamad Eno Kozer, right? Then, that Imamad Eno Kozer, you may not reverse it. Lo Domi Lo Matana Shkimira. It's not like a Matana Shkimira. The Imamad Eno Kozer. The Matana Eno Kala Klal El Akarisa. Because a gift takes effect after death. And therefore, it's okay. If you omade, then you're reversing it. But get, call me kind. That a get has to be effective while he's still alive. And if that's the case, when he gives the get at that moment, he intends for it to work. Right? That not the Shikomiyat. That'll work right away. He'll come in to close there in low pirish. If he didn't explicitly say it, then it doesn't reverse it. Now, what are you going to do with the Megmaru? Says, Gito ki mitanato. Right? That his get is like his matan. Kama Rabuna, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Kama Gito. Says, Gito, not get, is like a matana, but Gito is like Kama get, Shimira Mashma, Tekoya Masnisan. Our Mishnah, may I yom it makes me holy zeb, come on, mama to that's all feel below tonight, imamad kozer, after you tope it's not, imamad kozer. That's what it's going to, reversing back to our Mishnah. Just like Amad in our Mishnah is sufficient, if he gave a gift as a shkimi ra, that Amad enough to say it's reversed, so to explicitly made such a tonight a get, imamah, that's enough to be a break, and the get is no longer valid, and therefore he must give a new get if he wants the get to be effective. So they're not parallel in the sense that there's an implicit tanai in both of them. They have different dinim. A matana has an implicit tanai. A get needs an explicit tanai. What are they parallel in? Our mishnah, the dinner of mishnah. Imamah, if you stand up, if you get better, everything's over. We reset the button. That's the reset button. That's what we're equivalent to. And that's how Rabbeinu Tam learns our gemara. And we'll stop over here.